Hello, and welcome to the Food Freedom Body Love Podcast. I'm Dr. Jillian Murphy, a licensed registered doctor of naturopathic medicine and the creator of the Food Freedom Body Love Method, a system for helping both adults and children make peace with their bodies, weight, and relationship with food so they can pursue health in the most relaxed and enjoyable way. Hello, and welcome back to the Food Freedom Body Love Podcast. I'm Jillian Murphy, and we are cruising our way into the end of this 85-day mini-sode experiment. We're just a couple of weeks away. I'm going to finish out this week with one of my Q&As, and this week the Q&A is called Flip Side of the Same Coin. The question goes like this. Hi, Jill. Here's where I always get stuck. So many podcasts, so many books, so much of the anti-diet message and body positivity seems to be geared toward the women who keep trying dieting and can't make it work and let it totally suck up their mind and dictate their self-worth. While I think I share similar roots, I feel slightly disconnected here. I am one of the 5% who make diets work. I have what is considered the fit, slim, toned body. Of course, I'm 58, so I'm not going to be in any magazine ads anytime soon, but I get so confused with the messages. Most of them are to be fine with what is and realize the weight you are now is okay. You are healthy and you don't need to change. Even your story seems that this was your aha moment when your doctor told you that you should consider that your body was just fine. But I have no trouble accepting my body now. I don't berate it very much at all and tend to be somewhat proud of yoga poses, etc. I can do. I don't have a big fear of the mirror from the neck down. My problem is more that I feel like I'm in constant denial, obsessing about food and what I'll eat next and how many calories. I have an unbelievable fear of not being thin, and that creates an inability to eat whatever I really want when I'm hungry. I am an awesome restrictor, and I get attaboys for myself when I do it. I think I have peace with my body as it is now, but not with my relationship to food. I feel at this time in my life this belief that my worthiness is based on a number on a scale or how well I control my eating each day seems like such a waste. It also consumes a lot of my time, but although that also seems wasteful, it's scary to think what I'll do with this time if I don't have endless recipes, new diet food alternatives, and restaurants to look up. Does any of that make sense to you? Perhaps I'm missing the point and should realize all these disorders are cut from the same cloth. But somehow, as I listen to podcasts on health at every size and intuitive eating, it doesn't always resonate with me, as I feel like I come from the other side of the spectrum. I'm not sick of a diet roller coaster that doesn't work. I'm more sick of the roller coaster of emotions I'm going through. It actually feels like I feel worse since I started to seek recovery. It's like part of me wants to peek my head out and figure out if there's a much better life beyond this, but the other part wants to stay in the rabbit hole I've made work for me and is afraid my definition for recovery may be different than others on a different side of the spectrum. I'm afraid that if I do not process this, I'll either not move forward, or if I do, I won't be able to do it with an all-in attitude, but more, I told you this wouldn't work. Sincerely, thin, but still struggling. And here's my answer. This is an interesting question. I love it. The major thing to understand here is that there is no way you have peace with your body right now if you are struggling with food to this extent. One breeds the other. All of these disorders are cut from the same cloth. They're the flip side of the same coin. We are taught to loathe and control our bodies, and in that pursuit, we become disordered around food, regardless of size. What you are recognizing is that you currently have the safety of a thin body, the societal privilege of knowing that you fit in quite well and that others see you a certain way. You're succeeding at conforming. But being safe and being good at conforming does not equal peace or freedom or happiness or fulfillment. You're worried about trading up, trading thinness for ease and freedom with food and your body. I get it. The choice is to decide what you want most. For me, the real turning point with food and my body was actually when I decided to stop sacrificing my mental and emotional health, my time and my energy all day, every day, working to conform and fit in and get external validation, all the while still living in insecurity and self-consciousness inside. Make no mistake, sorry to get a bit harsh here, you are not at peace, nor are you accepting of your body. If you were, food would be easy. That is generally the way it goes. I get that you can see that your body's pretty good in terms of how it should look in societal norms, but I also hear deep insecurity and fear. And as you said, all your worthiness wrapped up in your looks. What if, in a year, for reasons beyond your control, even with all the effort and restriction, you did gain weight? What if by some other uncontrollable means your body were altered? What if you age? When your worth is based on external approval and fitting in versus belonging, you will never be truly at peace, always vulnerable to judgment and criticism. You may have to make a trade-off between freedom and thinness, but that remains to be seen. We can't know that yet. The decision here is whether or not you want true, deep, authentic peace and ease with food in your body. You don't need to know how to get there. That would be crazy. If you knew it, you'd already be there and you wouldn't need my help. The whole point of my program is to work you through these points of resistance and objection. At the right times. And there's a certain amount of info you may need before you can face some of these fears head on. All you need to know right now is what you most want. So what is it that you most want? And don't forget, I'm here to work with you too. If you want to do a one-on-one coaching package or just a single session, an assessment to see where you're at with food and body, just drop me a line, hello@foodfreedombodylove.com, or check out my website where you can book single sessions directly, www.foodfreedombodylove.com.